some of our landings were desperate adventures. We are now prepared to meet the inevitable counterattacks with power and with confidence.
Hello there. Are you the Tarnished? Lady Letta spoke of you. Another Tarnished, guided here by Mikola the Kind. My name is Teolia. I too am Tarnished, and here on kindly Mikola's account. So, well, here's to new beginnings, I suppose. I'm sorry, but well, I'm not much good at anything is all. I'm as weak as a kitten and thick as two planks. I've always been this way, since the very day I was born. I'm afraid the only thing I'm proficient in is poison. Sorry.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Bonfireside Chat. It is a Smith Script favorite.
And this week we are continuing our journey across the Great Alack Bridge. Last time we kind of headed north of Castle Ensis and checked out a catacomb, saw, you know, some Godwin presence, not as much as some folks would have liked, but we saw some Godwin-related material up there. And now we're headed south of the encampment to some weird hills.
Yeah. Another new dungeon type.
Yes.
As well, which is exciting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is if you go south, we're back at the castle front camp. Side of Grace. If we head east and south along this road, we end up in this, and a good example of the weird split level geometry and geography that we have in this DLC. There are places, it's kind of like Liurnia, where there are steps almost. There are places, you know, high, medium, and low roads.
Yeah. There. Yeah. And each of them goes to wildly different places. I didn't discover the Cerulean coast forever because of one of these. I think maybe because of this one in particular, actually.
Yeah.
Because I thought that I had seen everything on this road. You know, I went high, I went low, but I forgot the middle. You fool.
Mm. Yeah. The third way.
Yeah.
Third way Democrat came in.
Yeah. You know, I didn't go down into the tunnel down to the Alack River itself. So like this is like four roads in one over here, three of which we're going to be going to this time.
Yeah. And we're not doing that this time. We're not going down to the Alack River.
No.
Here we're going to follow in your footsteps, your original footsteps. Mm-hmm. If you want to bypass Castle Ensis, this is how you do it, is going down to the river. Obviously we don't want to bypass anything.
No.
So we're going to talk about these three roads. The first one, if you go right here, you reach kind of the middle elevation there, and this road that forms this western rim of the cliffs that are overlooking the gravesite plain.
Yes. You're kind of on the cliffs that are above like that graveyard, above the church, and above the cave with the painting. Right.
Yes.
And you're following this along, and there are lots of army checkpoints up and down this road, manned by all kinds of Mesmer Sworn here. And when you get past those checkpoints, you run into a fracas. We got the big belly boys and the flame lads going to town on each other.
Yeah. You know, fighting each other. Uh-huh. The Lord Sworn and the Blood Fiends here.
Yes.
The way I take it is that Mesmer has colonized this area. And the reason why I think that is because the Lord Sworn on the way here will drop smithing stones.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they have come up from the mine.
Yeah.
They have gone and explored, done an expedition of that and taken it over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's plausible. I can see it.
Yeah.
And the Blood Fiends, we know what the Blood Fiends run. Right.
Yes.
They want bodies. They want blood. They want to eat. You know, it might seem weird coming from this direction, but like their chief and their primary, headquarters, it's hard to say, is down in the Alack River, down in a cave down there. So like this,
it's kind of weird that they got up here, you know, they'd have to go up through the cave or climb the wall or something.
Yeah.
And I, at first, you know, I thought, oh, these guys are associated with this new kind of mini dungeon.